What is up, Bolav? It is your girl Nicole Nadia, and welcome to yet another episode of Continue with me. I hope you guys are doing good and having an amazing, amazing day. If not, I hope your day gets better. Alright. So, it's a beautiful Monday morning. I know, beautiful Monday morning in the same sentence makes absolutely no sense for me. But it is. It's not a hectic day. It wasn't a hectic morning. I have things to complete, I have things to fetch, but it's nothing I can't handle. Right. So if you listen to the previous episode, you would know that we're implementing the Bible readings again. We're implementing it again because I feel like including the word in anything will make it 10 times better than it already is. And also it gives us some kind of structure in the episode. So obviously I'm going to read something that's related to the topic. So today we're going to read from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 to 6, and it reads, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight." So we're going to read it again. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your paths straight." This is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. So as you know, I was gone for 2 months. I know, I always start my episodes off like this. But I was gone for the past 2 months, and I had my reasons as to why I left. But obviously, with leaving, there were consequences that came with it. I felt some type of way about certain things. So I'm going to speak on it because I feel better now, and I think that I'm ready to speak on it. So I've really been grieving opportunities. I've been grieving missed opportunities, and I've been beating myself up about losing certain opportunities, right? Obviously, if you follow me on Instagram, you know that I'm a creative. So I felt like me leaving meant me missing brand opportunities. It meant me missing out on the opportunity of more growth, because you know, if you're active on Instagram, like, you're consistent, you know, you're gonna gain following, and more following means that you have more audience, you're on people's For You pages more, brands recognize your work, and you get brand deals. And yeah, so I felt like I missed out on a lot of that because of the time I took away from social media. But I do have my reasons as to why I do. And I think I should say one in each episode. So one of the first reasons why I left was because I felt like I was losing myself in, you know, the streets of Instagram. I felt like I was losing myself. And I never want to feel like that. I never want to feel like that. And I know how to make hard decisions. And it was a hard decision to decide, Guti, Nicole, you need to just take a break. You need to step back for a moment, because if you do not, you are going to lose yourself, child. You're going to lose yourself, okay? So that's one of the reasons why. But then I beat myself up about it because I'm like, girl, do you know where you could have been right now? Do you know where you could have been? You know how many opportunities you would have gotten? How many doors were going to be there just waiting for you to go through them? Do you know how many? Do you know how many? Yeah, so those were the thoughts that I was like having during my time away from social media. But then obviously, you know me, I'm obviously going to divert into the word, because if I feel like into aingangami, it's out of my reach, out of my control, I will go into the word. I will go to the word of God. And I read a few verses, and the proverb one was one of them, and it basically meant something to me, and it meant that I must trust in him and have faith in him, and he has a better plan for me better than I can even imagine, better than the plan that I imagine for myself. Yeah, it's basically just me trusting in him and trusting his timing. So I had to, I had to kenika myself, guys. I had to kenika myself on something like Nicole, because when you read something and you have an understanding to it, but it's a different thing when you like you feel it and you live by it. I can understand that, yes, I need to trust in God and trust the process and trust his plan for me, but it's another thing when you live by it and you start doing things that are like, you know what, I actually trust you, God. I trust you. So one of the things I had to do was really stop beating myself up about it. Like, I needed to stop it in order for me to live by it. Because, yes, I'm saying that I trust you, God. I trust you. Like, you can do what you need to do. I understand you had a plan for me, but I'm still out here beating myself up about it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So it was a different thing, and I had to kenika myself and be like, Nicole, whenever you feel like shit, if you when you feel like shit about this whole thing, just journal it and just remember that trust him, fully trust him, because I believe everything happens for a reason, right? And I knew at that moment in time that it was the best decision for me to make, because what, like, never, like, guys, advice I can give someone, Jay, free advice you never asked for. When you feel like you're losing yourself in anything, whether it be social media, whether it be in a relationship, whether it be in a job, whether it be in school, you feel like you're losing yourself, it's not worth it. It's fully, fully not worth it at that time. Until you feel like yourself again, then you can come back. Come back to it. And one thing I always tell myself, and I always tell people when they ask me about like why I decided to take a break, is that, guys, this thing, it will never run away. It's something that I'm passionate about. It's not something that DJ will, it wasn't just like a fly by night. It wasn't just a one hit wonder thing. It's something igmina that I like, and it's been something that's been in me. So that's why I'm always confident to say, nah, relax, don't worry about me. Don't worry about me. I will come back, because this is something that is in my DNA. It's in my DNA. It's who I am. I love being a creative, whether it be through podcasting, whether it be through YouTube, whether it be through taking photos for Instagram, making reels. It's just igmina. Ngiyayithanda yabo. So I never worry. I didn't worry about me coming back or not. I knew very well that I'm gonna come back, but obviously, like, I can't really avoid the feelings of feeling like I've missed out on opportunities. Yeah, I really like felt like, yo, Nicole, if you didn't go, you would have been here and here and here, and you'd be doing this and this and that, but then I'm totally better now. I'm totally better. I am slowly coming back, and I understand that this is just a journey. This is fully a journey. And every time, like, if you know me and you've been following me, like, since you've been one of the people that have been through this journey with me, like, on social media, like, what's in your call will disappear. One thing about me, I will disappear at the sight of danger. I'll be out. Like, I will run and come back when it's like safe. If you know, if you're a real one, Wooty Nicole will take 1,000 social media breaks, 1,000, and that's who I am, and that's how I've always been. I always know I come back better. I come back a better person. I come back feeling like myself again, and there's nothing worse than being a creative that loses their authenticity. Nothing worse than that. Nothing worse than that. And I didn't want to find myself in that situation, so yeah, I pulled myself out. It was a difficult decision. It was difficult because, yo, I was like, guys, I could have been doing this, I could have been doing that, I could have gotten this and that and that. But then I come back to the word, and I understand that, you know what, everything happens for a reason, firstly. Secondly, I've got to trust God. I have to put my faith in him and understand that my plan, I could have my own plan, but ciao. That plan, Jay, is just Jay. God's plan is the real plan, and there's nothing you can do about that. COVID-19 proved that to us. COVID-19 fully proved that, like, You guys can, we can have like plans, like a 10-year plan, but God's gonna be like, nah, that's not for you, my dear. This one is for you, my dear. Do you understand? Yeah, I just wanted to speak on it, and I think this is the first time I'm actually speaking on it to people. I don't think I've spoken to people about this really, because when I'm asked about it, I'm confident in my answer and say Gutina, like I'm gonna be back. Lendole, it's never gonna run a back run a back right away. It's in me. It's something I love doing. So when you love something, you know that you're always gonna come back to it. Child. One thing about love, you always come back to it. And yeah, so I'm starting to feel like myself again, especially in the creative space. Yeah. So I just wanted to. This episode is very short. Is it short? I don't even know if it's short. But this episode is basically just me encouraging people to understand that, you might have a plan, guys. You might have a plan, and your plan might be brilliant. But understand that you have to trust God, because God's plan is better, 10 times better than your plan. You might not understand, and you might be like, dude, like, I planned on doing this and this and this and this certain time. But then it doesn't happen the way you planned it to be. And sometimes plans don't go as you anticipated them to go. And that's okay, because God has a bigger plan for you, child. Trust me when I say that it is bigger and better, and it's better than you can even imagine. You can't even imagine how big his plan is for you. And all you gotta do is trust in him. Trust in him, do the work, do your part as well, but trust in him always and have faith in him. And yeah, that's my encouragement today. That's me encouraging you. If you feel like things haven't been going as planned, if you feel like you planned your life in a certain way and it's not going as is, or like, for example, how can I put this? Like, I've spoken about this. I always speak on trusting God, especially with me and like the course that I'm doing, right? I've spoken about this in an episode if you listen to it. If you didn't, what are you doing? Go listen to the episode like right now. Stop this one and go listen to the other one. I spoke about how I actually wanted to do a different course, but I ended up here. And I obviously went through the whole depression thing last year, and I understand as to why God would try to move me away from that course, because that course would have like chowed me. It would chowed me, guys. It would have killed me with all the things that I was going through. I'm not saying that law is not difficult. It is difficult, but God didn't want to give me stuff that like I couldn't handle. He really couldn't give me. He didn't want to give me something that he knew was in there. Not because you're not capable of doing a certain thing, it's because right now in this time, you're not you won't be able to handle it. And I'll never give you something that I know you won't be able to handle. Do you understand? So I always refer back to that. Yeah. This is kind of a speedy episode, because I actually have something to do and I need to like do it quick so I can continue with my day. So that's my encouragement to you. Don't worry if things aren't going as you plan them to go. It's okay. It is totally okay. It's gonna be worth it in the end. And if you truly love the thing that you're planning on doing, or planning on being with, or just planning on doing anything with it, it's gonna happen. But within God's timing. And his timing is the best timing. Can I get an amen? Yeah, I think that's it for today's episode. I think I enjoyed this, because it was kind of like a venting session for me, because I've never spoken on the whole thing of me feeling guilty of feeling guilty for leaving, especially because I was grieving opportunities that I could have had. And I saw them fly by, guys. I saw them fly by right by me. And I felt guilty about it, and I felt bad that, wow, Nicole, like you could have done all of this, but you're choosing to take a break. But it's the best decision, and sometimes hard decisions are the best decisions you can make for yourself in that moment in time. Yeah, so I love you guys so much, and thank you to the people that actually gave me feedback. Like, you guys are amazing. I don't feel like I'm doing this for nothing. Like, I'm actually doing this to touch people and like have other people hear about it so that they don't feel like they're alone, and I don't feel like I'm alone. 'Cause that was the main thing from episode one, to like share my experiences, you share your experiences, and you feel like, yeah, like we got each other. Like, I got you, girl and boy. I got you. You got me. And yeah. And also, don't forget to give this episode a 5-star rating. Don't forget to go to my YouTube channel. Guys, we're actually growing on YouTube. I'm actually quite surprised that we're growing, because I've been gone there. I've been gone. So like, I'm so surprised by the growth, by like the feedback. Like, people are like actually interacting, and like my watch hours are going up in J by the second. Jay, you guys are amazing. I'm so grateful for you. Like, I'm totally like, I know who the real ones are now. Like, you guys are so real for that. You guys are so real for the support. Yeah, don't forget to subscribe there. Leave a comment down below. I got a comment from my previous episode. I loved it so much, 'cause it's like, wow, guys, that's like good. It's good. I have people interacting with me. It's encouraging. It's encouraging. And yeah. Go follow me on Instagram. Like, I barely say that anymore, 'cause I don't know who I think I am. Who do I think I am? Like, guys, go follow me on Instagram at Nicole Naidu. Yeah, with a double E. But I love you guys so much. I'm gonna end off this episode right here. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Yeah. Bye, guys.